The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Last week was Father's Day. Now, please, hang in here with me for a moment, because I know some of you had bad fathers, and some of you had no fathers, and still others of you had good fathers, and I would think some of you had great fathers. I had a really good father. He treated me well, but he also taught me how to be a father. I, as you know, have two grown girls, and, you know, it's been fun being a father for them. Oh, I can remember so many experiences with them, from playing with their toys and, well, going even back, feeding them with the bottle of food and their joy at just the little milk or then the toys and playing with them and how fun we had, and then walking them to school and walking home and listening to their stories and then walking my daughter down the aisle to get married. There's a lot of memories there. And there's some that aren't so good, because we had family struggles as well. But as I look back and think about both my dad and mine, being a dad, I come away with three things that really helps a dad be a good dad. First, speaking, showing them that I love them and accept them for who they are, because each child is different. Second, provide a safe, fun, and secure environment, which we call home. Third, always be interested in their lives. Even when you're dog tired or not interested, be interested. My dad taught me that, and that's what I've tried to do with my girls. Well, my role as father, even though they're adults, is not done, but has changed. My kids, when I mentioned about them growing up, walking home or the thunderstorms and they come racing in the room, they had their fears. And they shared them. They still have fears. It's just that has changed. They have fears just like you and me. And that's really where I'm heading with this podcast. If you remember back, one of the fears we had in the last 20 years was 9/11, the airplanes crashing into the buildings, people being killed. What's next? The war in Afghanistan and Iraq. And then came the thought of global warming. And on you can go with almost every year having a fear. Just look at this last year. There's the fear of the COVID virus, and then the crash of the economy, and who knows what's next? And then there's those personal fears that each of us have always of health. Maybe some of you are struggling with cancer right now and going through treatments or had them canceled because of the stay in sheltered place and you couldn't get the treatments. You know, each person, we have our fears. Well, it was interesting because last week on Father's Day, there was a reading that spoke about fathers and fear. First, Jesus spoke about fear. Don't fear those people, meaning people who will persecute you, but fear him who can kill both body and soul, meaning God. Jesus told us not to fear because when we do fear, it freezes us and we don't think, say, or do what we really should do. Oh, on their walks home, the girls talked about their fears, and I listened. I still listen as they talk about their fears. Well, here in last week's reading, when he brought in God, the Father, he didn't bring in him to make us afraid, because he did say he can kill body and soul, but quite the opposite. The Father loves us even more than other things. How do I know that? Because in verse 31, Jesus goes on and says, this is from Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, "Fear not, therefore, you are more valuable than any sparrows." Sparrows, birds of the field. I love during the summer eating my breakfast outside and hearing the birds sing, wakes me up in the morning. I just love it. God loves you and me more than the birds. An easy parallel to that would be, well, if you know me, you got to know I love toys. And I've talked about some of the toys I have and played some of the toys on the podcast that have sound. There'll probably be some more too. Well, I didn't get kids just so I could play with toys, nor did I get all the toys so then I could just get kids. They're exclusive. But you got to know, I would do anything for my girls. Toys, they come and go. I kind of see that's what Jesus is saying here, coming back to verse 31. Do not be afraid. Fear not. Therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. God values you and me more than sparrows, just like I value my girls much more than toys. When we think about the Father, we know that not only did he create the world, make the sparrows, feeds the sparrows, but then he made you and me, and he put all this in action, and he continues to care for you and me, cares for us. And not only that, but then he said he would send his only Son into the world to take our sin, take our place on the cross, so that we wouldn't have that eternal punishment. Basically, Jesus was broken so that we might be healed. Now, some of that doesn't happen right now. I know. I've got aches and pains, probably just like you. I'm totally blind, like many of you. But we know that God cares, even now, and promises us eternity, where all the aches and pains and brokenness that we experience now, all those tears will be wiped away. God wants to be known as our Father, a loving Father. And just like earthly fathers, especially when you're going through something and wondering, where's my dad and why is he doing this or whatever, if you had a good father, which I did, and I look back, I can go, wow, I see now why he didn't step in. I see why he let this happen. I see why. So there'll come a point where you and I will be able to look back and go, oh, I see why the Heavenly Father did this and did that. Right now, it means we simply have to trust that he is a loving Heavenly Father. And if we do, well, then it's not just one day a year, Father's Day, but it's every day our Heavenly Father's Day. That's what the Bible says. He loves you and me. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for loving us, for rescuing us from sin. And you've told us that story again and again, how Jesus, your Son, died for us. But help us also to see, Lord, how you care for us each and every day. Help us to trust in you more and more and more, and not see you as a Santa Claus to give us everything, but instead a loving, caring, good or great Father who works out everything for our good and benefit. We ask this in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen. Love to hear from you. I like hearing from you all, and I do regularly. If you haven't written in, please do. You can do so by writing to Dave, D-A-V-E, .Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Or if you get the email a notification, just reply, and it comes to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.